In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify for the Lord.
奉主的圣名为神作见证。
Looking back at my personal life, I figure out most of my friends and my associates are the church members, or were the church members also.
在我回顾我的生命中, 我的最多的朋友跟我的同事都是教会的成员。
I figure out that it's wonderful that we can have so many friends in the church.
我想这是在教会里有这么多的朋友是非常美好的一件事情。
Because in the church, usually you don't need to set defense. You don't need to worry too much about human being relationship.
因为在教会里一般来说，我们不需要太多的去担心这个人际关系，或者是 在心里面筑上一道墙。
Because by default, there are love in among us.
因为一般来讲，我们彼此心中都是有爱的。
So sometimes I feel like our relationship is as closer as biological brothers and sisters.
有时候我甚至觉得我们弟兄姐妹之间的感情比亲兄弟还要亲。
That is really a wonderful feeling.
这是非常美好的感觉。
But as wonderful as it is, Paul also mentioned several points that we should pay attention when we get together.
虽然这件事情是非常美好的，但是使徒保罗也提到有几点我们需要注意的事情。
So we are going to study the book of Romans, talking about three events that we should pay attention when we are together.
在罗马书中，我们今天来查考有三件事情我们要注意的。
Number one, when we are together, we shall pay attention not to judge one another.
首先，第一件事情，我们在一起的时候，我们不要试图去判断、论断别人。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 1.
我们来看罗马书第14章第一节。
Book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 1.
14章第一节。
14, verse 1 to 6.
14章第一节到第六节。
1 to 6.
14章第一节到第六节。
Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. Verse 2.
第二节,
For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Verse 3.
第三节,
That not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and that not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. 4. Who are you to judge another's servants? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Verse 5.
第五节,
one person esteem one day above another, another esteem every day alike, that each be fully convinced in his own mind. 6.
第六节,
he who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who do not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats is to the Lord, who he gives, he give God thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat and gives God thanks. Let's jump to verse 10.
第十节.
But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. There were two kinds of Christians in Roman churches.
在罗马教会，那时候有两种基督徒。
First kind is a Jewish Christian.
第一种是犹太人的基督徒。
They firmly believe in Mosaic law.
他们相信他们必须遵守摩西的律法。
There are certain kind of food are considered unclean to them.
有一些食物对他们来说是不洁净的。
At that generation, some people even only eat vegetables. They don't eat meat at all.
在那个时代，甚至有人只吃蔬菜，他们根本不吃肉。
In Jewish society, some people honor a lot of feasts in the whole Old Testament.
在犹太人的习惯中，他们有遵守很多的节日。
So some people honor said these days are higher than the other days.
他们有人就认为这些天会比其他的天更重要。
These verses honor the day higher than the other day does not talk about the Lord's Day and the Sabbath Day.
但是他说这一天比那日强，但这并不包括主日或者是安息日。
Because Book of Romans is written by Paul in about 57 AD.
罗马书是保罗在公元后五十七年写的。
At that time, Paul and the apostles they only observe Sabbath day.
在那个时候，保罗跟其他的使徒他们只遵守安息日。
The Lord's day, the resurrected day, only was observed at about 300 after Christ.
所谓的主日就是主的复活的日子，是在公元后三百年才开始有人遵守。
So when they say this day is about the other day, it's really not to talk about whether we should observe Sunday or observe Sabbath day.
所以他们这里有人看这日比那日强，并不是在讲星期六或者是星期天。
When Paul talk about Gentile Christian do not need circumcision, he already received much persecution.
当保罗讲到说外邦人的信徒不需要来接受割礼的时候，他已经遭到很多的迫害。
The Bible never mentioned that Paul says that we shall not observe Sabbath day, otherwise he will receive even more persecution than that circumcision issue.
保罗圣经上并没有提到保罗曾经讲到过说不需要遵守安息日。因为如果他这样讲的话，他会受到更大的阻力。
No matter what, we can see that you know, Christian, because there are two kinds of Christian. Gentile Christian, they do not observe Jewish holiday.
不管怎么样，我们看到有两种信徒，一种就是犹太人的信徒，他们必须遵守那些节日。
Then, I'm sorry, Gentile Christian, they don't need to observe Jewish holiday.
但是外邦人的信徒，他们就不需要来遵守那些犹太人的节日。
So Jewish Christian may say that since you are converted to Christianity, you need to abide Mosaic law.
有些犹太人就会讲说，你既然已经来相信主，那你就应该来遵守摩西的律法。
You shall eat certain food and you shall not eat certain food.
你应该只吃一些食物，而有些食物就不应该去碰。
Paul says that, you know, we shall not judge in this kind of matter.
但是保罗这里讲到说，我们不应该用这样的方法来判断。
Because everybody eat for the Lord, those who eat, they eat for the Lord. Those who don't eat, they don't eat for the Lord.
因为吃的人是为主所吃，不吃的人也是为主所不吃。
Therefore, we shall accept one another, and we shall never judge one another.
所以我们要因此来接受对方，而不是来判断对方。
Brother and sister, in the United States, we might have cultural differences.
在美国，弟兄姐妹们，我们可能有不同的文化背景。
Besides the common faith, we shall also accept one another.
除了我们共同的信仰之外，我们应该相互接纳对方。
Maybe we have different thoughts concerning the truth that did not concern about salvation.
可能对于我们圣经上还没有显现出来的真理，我们可能会有不同的想法。
For example, some people assume that we shall not celebrate birthday.
那有人会讲说，我们不要庆祝生日。
Because they say that according to the Bible, those who observe birthday always do not have good consequences.
那因为刚圣经上讲说。纪念出生日子的人。
Because they say according to the Bible, right? When they look at the Bible, those who observe a birthday, you don't see good consequences after observing birthday.
因为看圣经上的例子说，那些遵守那些庆祝生日的人，最后都没有好结果。
But some people say, well, it's a very meaningful holiday.
但是有人讲说，这是非常有意义的一个节日。
You can utilize this day to honor your parents. No problem about it.
你可以用这一天来荣耀你的父母。
So if you celebrate birthday, you celebrate for the Lord. If you don't celebrate birthday, you also do it for the Lord.
如果你庆祝这个节日，你为主而庆祝；如果不庆祝这个节日，也是为主而庆祝。
So we shall not judge that you know you did it wrong and you know this is not right in the eyes of God. We shall not judge each other because of this kind of truth not concerning of salvation.
对于这些跟救恩没有关系的这些。观点，我们不应该用自己的观点来论断别人。
So we shall not judge.
所以我们不要论断。
But some people have different misunderstanding about this term. We shall not judge.
但是有人会对这个不要论断这句话有一些误解。
They say that you shall because the Bible says you shall not judge each other. Therefore, the church shall not judge a lot of matters about my life.
因为他们这样讲，因为圣经上讲说不要论断，所以说我们。生活中的任何事情，教会都不要过问。
But this is not in accordance with the Bible.
但这也是不是按照圣经而来。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.
哥林多前书第六章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.
哥林多前书第六章第一节。
3.
第到第三节。
Dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unrighteousness and not before the saints too?Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the simplest matters, verse 3.
第三节,
Do you not know that you shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? When we have a dispute with Gentile people, it's okay for us to go to the court, no problem.
我们如果跟外邦人有争执的话, 我们可以去法院去。
But when you have the dispute with brothers and sisters, actually, it's better that we settle in the Lord, in the church.
教会的弟兄姐妹有什么争执, 最好是能在教会里自行解决。
The Bible here says that, don't you know that you can even judge angels?
圣经上讲说, 难道你不知道你们要审判天使吗?
How can you not judge the smallest thing that occurs in among yourself?
难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗?
So the judgment is given to the church, not given to you and me, any personal.
这个审判权是给教会, 而不是给我们, 你和是我。
So as a person, I don't judge you or you don't judge me.
作为个人来讲, 我们不能去判断你我。
But as a church, church have the God-given authority to judge church matters.
但是作为教会来讲,
brothers and sisters matters.
他有从神而来的权威来判断弟兄姐妹之间的事情。
Another misunderstanding of judgment is that they will say, well, because I cannot judge you, therefore I cannot have any opinion concerning a matter or concerning a person.
另外一点误解就是说, 因为我们不能论断, 所以说我们不可以有自己的观点。
Actually, to comment a thing, I think it could be very neutral.
对一件很中性的事情来讲,
If we comment a thing, if we comment about an event or a person, it could be very neutral.
如果我们 对一件事情发表评论的话, 这本身是一件比较中性的事情。
If we look at the Bible, Paul comment about Demar that he loved the world and departed from him.
就像保罗对迪马做评论说他爱慕世界而离开他。
Paul also comment that Mark really is very helpful in his missionary.
他也讲到马可对他的事工很有帮助。
So what does it really mean when the Bible says you shall not judge?
所以圣经中讲到说不要论断到底是什么意思呢?
I think the true meaning is that you shall not criticize.
我想最重要的意思是说你不要去评断
Criticize means that you really when you comment about something, right? You already put your despise into it. You look down on that person when you comment on that stuff. That means that we criticize.
批评就是说你在做一些评论的时候你已经把自己藐视 这个人的这个想法已经放到这种评论中。
Please read Romans chapter 14 verse 3 again.
我们再读一下罗马书第14章第4节。
Chapter 3, chapter 14 verse 3.
第14章第3节。
Romans 14 verse 3. Let not him who eats despise him who do not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. So you can see that despise and judge are used parallelly.
这里第三节他用到一个轻看跟论断是用同时进行的。
Let's read chapter 10 again, verse 10 again, chapter 14, verse 10 again. Pay attention to the word.
我们再看第十节。
I know that chapter 14, verse 10.
第十四章第十节。
But why do you judge your brethren, or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat. Judge, another similar word is contempt or despise.
第十节论断跟轻看是同时在用。
So when you say you shall not judge, actually, it means that when you comment something, there is no despise involved. There's no condemnation involved.
所以这里意思就是说，当我们说不要论断的时候， 就是说我们做评论的时候，我们不可以有轻看或者是轻视。 或者是选择在我们的评论中。
Because we know that the automatic judgment is in the hands of God.
我们知道最终的审判权是在神手里。
The Bible says that the good guy, God will treat him with good. The crooked guy, God will treat him with crooked, according to Psalm chapter 18.
圣经中在诗篇18章讲到，善人必得好报，而坏人必弯曲的人，神要以弯曲来待他。
Therefore, we know that God has the ultimate judgment. So, you know, we leave the judgment, the final comment to the Lord.
所以我们知道，神最终的审判权是在神手里。
As a brother and sister, we try not to criticize our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们不可以去论断我们的弟兄姐妹们。
It won't work anyway.
它本来也没有不可能成功。
It won't work. It won't do anybody any good.
不可能有效，也不可能有什么帮助。
It will only cause more troubles in among brothers and sisters.
只能在弟兄姐妹中造成更多的混乱。
This brother, this sister saw a vision.
有一个姐妹看到一个异象。
In the other churches, yeah.
别的教会有一个姐妹。
Suddenly saw that the churches are in the on the wall. They are crawling some cockroaches and running some rats over, and see some wukong, yeah, those bedworms.
他看到教会的墙壁上突然有一些。有一些的蜈蚣，或者是一些的虫子，或者是老鼠这种肮脏的东西在墙上爬。
And he even see that some of the worms are crawling on her body.
甚至看到有虫子爬到她自己身上。
And she did not know what happened with this vision.
她不知道
what is the meaning of this vision.
这个异象的意思是什么。
So he went to seek for answer from a minister.
他就找传道来做一些辅导。
The minister was saying that, you know, if there's a lot of gossips in among the churches, right? Those gossips are like little worms that bites the church, that, you know, bites our spirituality.
传道就跟他讲说，如果是教会里有很多的谣言，那种谣言就像是虫子一样在咬教会的身体。
So really, it won't work. It will only cause dispute among the church.
那样子的话，没有。不可能有效，并且只能在教会遭到更多的混乱。
One psychology talk about how do you train your dog.
心理学来教导你怎么样子来训练你的狗。
He says that there are two ways. One is using rewarding way. The other way is using punish way. Yeah.
它有两种办法，一种是用一种报酬的办法，另外一种就是用一种处罚的方法。
Rewarding 那报酬 ，rewarding 奖赏的办法 ，rewarding
奖赏的办法。
The other is, you know, criticize and punish. He says that if you reward a dog, right, you can do a good job to train him, train the dog.
如果你用奖赏的方法的话，你可以很有效的来训练狗。
If you simply just punish him, right, it will work, but not as good as rewarding him.
如果你用处罚的方法来做的话，也能够有一定的成效，但是没有用奖赏的方法那么好。
So, the same way can apply to human being relationship too.
同样的道理能够用到我们。弟兄姐妹之间的人际关系。
There was a manager in a factory.
在一个工厂有一个管理的。
Because of safety, the employee is regulated that they shall wear a helmet to protect themselves.
因为安全的问题，所以这个经理就让他所有的工人都戴一个帽子。
At the very beginning, the boss, or the manager, when he sees someone did not wear the helmet, he will scold at them or feel very angry.
这个帽子就是头盔来保护他们的身体。如果经理看到有人不戴的话，他就会很生气。
But later on, he noticed that a lot of employees will wear their helmet when they see the manager come, and they will take it off when the manager depart.
但是后来他发现他的工人，当经理来的时候，他就把这些头盔戴上。经理走之后，他们就把头盔摘下来。
So the manager figured it out to criticize to push them hard.Won't work.
这个经理就觉得，如果批评他们太多的话，没有成效。
But then he changed his way, saying that, you know, using encourage way, you will go to them, hey, is the helmet not comfortable? The size is not okay? Do you want to change another helmet? Using this kind of way to encourage them.
后来他就改变方法，他就会询问这些工人说，这个头盔不舒服吗？是那个大小不合适吗？用这种方法，然后他们。
Then later he figured out more people are more willingly to cooperate with him.
他后来发现更多的人来愿意跟他们合作。
So eventually, really, you figure out criticism will never work, but encouragement will do the job.
你发现批评并总是能工作，而是来鼓励的方法更有效。
Therefore, we shall not judge in among our brothers and sisters.
这样子，我们所以在弟兄姐妹间，我们不要论断。
Then one step further, not.Only we shall not judge, yeah. We shall not be a stumbling block for our brothers and sisters.
更重要的是，不光是我们不要论断别人，更重要的是不要去成为别人的绊脚石。
Let's read Romans chapter 14, verse 13.
我们来看罗马书十四章第十三节。
14:13.
十四章十三节。
Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather, resolve this.Not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. The Bible says, even worse, yeah, we might make our brother fall. This kind of stuff, we shall never do it.
十三节讲到说，我们如果给弟兄下绊脚之物，我们更不可以去这么做。
Let's read verse 21.
我们再看二十一节。
It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine nor drink. do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. The Bible says anything that makes us our brother stumbles, we shall never do it.
所以21节讲到说，无论是吃肉喝酒。 是什么别的事,叫弟兄跌倒,一概不做才好。
Verse 20 says that this is even a sin, yeah? Verse 20, do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. For all things indeed are pure, but it is evil, or another translation says, it is a sin for a man who eats with offensive. So, the Bible says that if we call someone to stumble, actually it is our sin.
这里讲到, 如果我们因食物的事情使人跌倒, 那就是他的罪。
According to Chinese version. Therefore, we should not really, use our standard or make our brother and sister because our own sake, our own judgment, or our own deeds to make any one of us sin. Yeah?
所以不可以以我们的行为、我们的观点、我们自己的看法来让别人跌倒。
Jesus was very serious about this matter.
主耶稣对这个事情非常的严肃。
In a book of Luke, Jesus says that if anybody makes his brother stumble, woe to that person.
路加福音中，主耶稣讲到，如果有人使他的弟兄跌倒的话，那他的有祸了。
He said this kind of person is better than put a millstone on his neck and throw this kind of person into the ocean.
他说还不如把这个人用石头绑在脖子上扔到海里面去。
How come Jesus is so serious about this matter?
为什么主耶稣对这件事情这么严肃呢?
Because if a person calls the other person fool, actually both of them were fool.
因为如果一个人让另外一个人跌倒的话，两个人都会跌倒。
If the one who caused the problem fall, then at least the other won't fall.
如果只是制造问题的人跌倒的话，另外一个还不会跌倒。
Therefore, we shall be very careful because the Bible says that this kind of thing is unavoidable.
因为，所以我们要特别注意，圣经上讲到这种事情是没有办法避免的。
You know, especially for those who pursue for Jesus Christ very hard, yeah.
特别是对那些在追求主耶稣的道路上面非常认真用功的人。
We know the truth very well because of our pursuing.
我们因为追求神，所以对真理了解很多。
See verse 14. Let's read verse 14. Paul is very have great understanding concerning the truth.
所以在这里，我们在读十四章
chapter 14, verse 14.
十四章十四节.
14:14. I know and am convinced, know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who is conscious, who consider anything to be unclean, to him is unclean. Here, Paul says that in the law, he knows and he is very convinced concerning the true meaning of eating and drinking.
所以十四章十四节，这里保罗他深信，他知道食物的道理，什么是洁净，什么是不洁净。
He says nothing is unclean, actually, according to the Bible. Yeah?
他实际上他知道，按照圣经来说，没有什么是不洁净的。
But there are some Jewish Christians think that something is unclean.
但是因为有一些犹太人的基督徒认为有些东西不洁净。
If you put the absolute truth, right?
如果你把绝对的真理,
and request those just converted Jewish Christians says that, you are wrong. You should eat pork, you know? If you don't eat pork, you are not true Christian. Therefore, whenever you come to the church, we only offer pork for you to eat.
如果这种这个 使徒保罗把这个真理放到这些犹太人的基督徒前面，讲说，因为按照真理来说，你是什么都可以吃，所以你应该去吃猪肉。如果你不吃猪肉的话，你就不是一个合适的基督徒。If
you do it that way, it will cause many Christian, Jewish Christian to fall for sure.
如果你要这样做的话，对那些刚刚信主的犹太基督徒来讲，他们就会跌倒。Paul
knows this truth very well. He had three concepts concerning eating and drinking.
所以保罗对真理知道得非常深。 所以他有三个道理。
Number one, nothing is unclean.
他知道第一个道理就是没有什么是不洁净的。
Of course, this the Bible over here does not discuss about blood, yeah? Because another verse talk about blood cannot be eaten. We should not eat blood, yeah?
但这个不包括血，因为圣经中有另外的经节讲到不可以吃血。
This blood is not a discussion in this scope.
血不是在这个讨论的范围之内。
And number two, if you doubt about food, if you eat it, then it is your sin. Let's read verse 20, 23.
第二个观点就是二十三节，就是说如果你有疑心的话，而去吃的话，那就有罪。
verse 23, 14:23. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is from faith, is not from faith, is sin. So when you eat something, right, you have strong confidence. This is okay. I can eat it. Then it is not sin anymore.
如果你有很强的信心说吃这个东西没有问题，所以你就没有罪。
But if you try to eat, you do not know, hey, maybe this animal, for example, you go to a restaurant to eat pigeon, yeah? Pigeon. Some pigeon meat. Some people will say, oh, you know, when people swallow the pigeon, they never shed the blood. Therefore, they are strangled to death. So when you eat pigeon, right, you should never order pigeon when you go to a restaurant. Some people already doubt before they go to a restaurant, right? And if they doubt and they order this pigeon,then actually the Bible here, you eat, you sin, right? But if you have a very clear conscience, this is, I don't think so. You know, people must have taken care of it, so I can eat this pigeon meat, no problem, you eat it, no sin at all.
如果你到食物，举个例子，如果你到餐馆去吃饭，你要点一个鸽子肉，然后你就会告诉你说鸽子肉人家一般都不会把它血放出来，就是会里面会有血，然后你因为如果你又怀疑又点这个菜的话，那你这么吃的话你就有罪。但是如果说你相信这个鸽子肉会没有问题，就直接去吃的话，就没有罪。
So this is number two, yeah. Number three, Paul says that you know the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. Nothing have to do with eating and drinking. The kingdom of God have to do with righteousness, with peace, and the joy in the spirit.
但最重要的一点就是第三点说，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平跟圣灵中的喜乐。
This is recording verse 16.
这是在十七节中记载的。
So Paul knows the truth very well, okay?
所以保罗知道对真理了解非常深刻。
But again, he did not use this truth as a stumbling block for people to say that, therefore, you shall eat pork, you shall just follow my concept and do everything I say.
但是他却不以他了解的真理作为别人的绊脚石，说你不能吃猪肉，你一定要吃猪肉，或者是一定要吃这个或吃那个。
So brothers and sisters, today, to understand the truth is one thing,to encourage our brothers to reach the stage of abiding the truth, especially have to do with eating and drinking. I'm not talking about common faith. I'm talking about the daily life is another thing.
所以说，弟兄姐妹们，如果我们懂得真理是一件事情，但是去鼓励弟兄姐妹们在生活中怎么样子去遵守神的道理，却是另外一件事情。但是我们这里讲的是在生活中的问题，而不包括我们的信仰上的基本信仰。
If we use our high standard, always try to, you know, force people to abide it, later on, we do not help them, but we choke them to death.
如果我们有一个用一个非常高的标准来去要求弟兄姐妹的话，我们并不能来帮助他们，反而会把他们给他们让他们跌倒。
Recently, there was a decision from RE department, in certain church.
在最近在某些教会的宗教教育班上有一些决定。
Because they discovered that some children will eat in the class.
他觉得因为他们发现小孩子会在上课的时候吃东西。
Then they discovered that the kids will use the lunch break to go to 7-Eleven to buy stuff to eat.
他们发现小孩子在中午的时候会跑到去加油站去买东西来吃。
Then they try to make a rule.
然后他们就想成立一个规章制度。
Those at lunch hour, students are not allowed to go to 7-Eleven.
他们就讲说，在午饭的时候，你小孩子们不可以出去到汽油站、加油站去。
This truth is good. This means well.
他本来这个是很好的一个道理。
This means good, yeah. 本意也是好的。
本意是好的。
But if you force it, like in among some brothers and sisters, really they are weak in faith, yeah. They figure out why do you always pick up my children, And then they cause a lot of dispute in among brothers and sisters, even almost make them fall.
这个本意是好的，但是他这样子强势的去来规定这些事情，就让一些信心软弱的弟兄们会跌倒。他们觉得你为什么老是在挑他的孩子的毛病？
So really, when we dealing with our brothers and sisters, right, we should have the wisdom come from the Bible. Yes, we should encourage them, but how do we make them make progress? And then, and at the same time.Do not make them fall. Yeah, very important.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们鼓励别人的时候，我们要有圣经从圣经上来的智慧。我们要坚持真理，但是我们要知道怎么样子能够不要使他们跌倒。
Let me give another example. For example, recently we are talking about can we use the church premises to do yard sale?
另外最近我们有在讨论一件事情，我们可以用教会的财产来做，用教会的名义来做一个做 sale 吗？
This is already in one of the issues that TRC Truth Research Committee will study about it.
这个实际上已经送到美国，就是我们现在真理研究会来研究这个事情。
Of course, we all know the truth very well.
我们都知道这个真理。
The church shall not be a business place. Yeah, the Lord will overturn the trading businesses in the temple. We all know that.
我们知道教会来不可以来用来做生意，因为教主耶稣当年把会堂里面做生意的桌子都推翻了。
But the church is also a place that we shall do evangelical.
但是
we shall preach the gospel.
但是教会却是我们可以用来做宣道的地方。
But the problem is, can we combine the two? Using like even though it's a yasel, but we don't treat it as a business, but use this way to preach gospel. Can we do that?
我们可以用这种在院子里面义卖的方法来为教会一方面 来增加收入，另外一方面又能去宣道，可以这样子做吗？
Of course, TRC will have answer in the future, yeah?
但是当然真理研究会给我们一个清楚的答案。
But even the TRC come a very absolute truth and come to us.
但是即使是真理研究会给我们一个非常清楚的答案告诉我们。
Maybe their answer will say, well, from now on, there shall no more yasel in the church, for example.
或者说他可能这样子讲说，以后我们教会都不可以用来再做义卖的事。
And if a local church like force an upon, like we got to carry out immediately, or you know, do not teach, do not encourage, just do it immediately, yeah?
如果教会只是简单的执行这些道理，这些规章。
We don't teach at all.
或者是我们根本就
不宣导。
不宣导。
Then,I think, you know, those who promote this kind of program, they do it for the Lord. And those who don't like this program, they also do it for the Lord. If we want to just use a standard to apply to all, I think some people will feel very sad.
但是如果有人这样子去义卖是为主而做，不做也是为主而做，如果是我们要用同样的标准的话，有时候会让一些弟兄觉得很悲哀。
So, again, we shall technically,we shall be very careful when we approach this kind of issue.
所以在我们在碰到这种问题的时候，我们要非常的小心。
But the most important is not only to make them fall or to judge them. Most important is that we shall build them up.
所以最重要的问题不是让他们跌倒，而是要让他们能够振作起来。
Let's turn to read chapter 15, verse 1.
再看十五章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
十五章第一节。
So then.Who are strong or to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves too.
二节
That each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. Most important is that we need to please our brother and sister, and that we can build them up, we can edify them.
所以最重要的事情是我们要让我们的弟兄姐妹们喜悦，使他得到益处，使他建立德行。
Especially those who are strong shall build up those who are weak.
特别是坚固的人，我们要担待那些不坚固人的软弱。
See, when we go to the church very often, when we think ourselves as a very zealous brothers and sisters,
当我们经常会去教会，认为我们自己是信心火热的
，it's very easy for us to look at others' shortcomings.
我们非常容易会去看别人的缺点或者短处。
And our strongness, yeah, our strongness really, because when we try to use that high standard to force our brother and sister, we'll make them feel we'll belittle them and feel them make them feel very sad.
如果我们用我们自己的长处来，用同样的标准来看待我们的其他弟兄姐妹的话，我们会让他们感到很悲哀。
Once upon a time, I read an article from our Holy Spirit magazine.
有一次，我来读圣灵月刊的一个。文章
A sister feel very puzzled.
有一个姐妹感到非常的迷惑。
So why when brother and sister come to church, when they sing hymn, they don't sing out loud?
她说为什么弟兄姐妹们到教会来唱诗，为什么不唱得大声一点？
When they come to the church, this is a solemn place. How come they doze off?
因为教会是这么神圣的地方，为什么他们还在那里讲流言？
The doze off, they fall asleep in the sermon.
甚至在听到的时候有。
Since church service is so solemn, how come people will be late? If they want to see president, they won't be late for sure.
为什么神的殿是如此的庄重，他们却还要迟到？如果他们要去看总统的话，他们绝对不会迟到。
Then you know he is a very zealous sister, yeah.
她是非常热心的一个姐妹。
But then he feels very uncomfortable to see brother and sister who are so weak. Therefore, sometimes he will use his mentality to think that, how come people can behave like this? And even start to judge and start to grumble, start to feel bitterness in her heart.
他是因为他用这种标准去看待其他的弟兄姐妹，他就认为弟兄姐妹很软弱，或者是因为他就变得心里不平安，也变得有怨言。
Brother and sister,
our
strongness, according to verse chapter 15, verse 1, is to bear the weaknesses of brothers and sisters. It's not to compare and to think that we are better than other people.
但是这里十五章却讲到，我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固的人软弱，所以我们是要来帮助他们，而不是说用我们的高标准来审判，来其他的弟兄姐妹。
Let's read verse 3. This is what we shall learn from Christ.
这是第三节，我们再看第十五章第三节。
For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproaches you fall on me. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the strongest person in the whole world.
第三节讲到说，因为基督也不求自己的喜悦。我们知道，主耶稣是实际上是世界上最坚固的人。
But he never uses high standard when he tried to build the 12 disciples, right? Uses high standard to force his disciples to follow him.
但是在他教导他的十二个门徒的时候，他并没有用他最高的标准来要求这些信徒们。
When Peter denied him for three times,
当彼得三次否认他的时候，
Jesus did not rebuke him.
主耶稣并没有辱骂他。
Jesus turned his eyes back and looked at him.
主耶稣只是把眼睛转过来望着他。
That eyes will make Peter cry.
只要那么一看，就可以让彼得哭泣。
I think if Jesus started to criticize Peter, I think Peter would say, okay, so what? So what? So be it then.
如果主耶稣来辱骂彼得的话，彼得可能就是说，硬心就说，怎么样呢？就这样子，怎么样？我就是这样子的。
Jesus did not do it that way.
但主耶稣并没有那样做。
When Peter went to fishing,
当彼得去打鱼的时候，
Jesus did not rebuke him, do not criticize him.
也没有责备他。
Jesus brought bread and fish.
主耶稣相反的是拿了 面包跟鱼跟
Jesus said, little one, do you have anything to eat?
他说小子们啊，你们有吃的吗？
See, Jesus uses love to build up, not uses high standard to force them to crush them.
所以主耶稣是用爱来建立他们，而不是用他的高标准来把他们压倒。
So this is really something that when we get together, we should pay attention to this.
这是我们在集中在一起的时候，我们要学习要来注意的事情。
Once upon a time, there was a worker visit a brother.
有一次，有一个工人去参观一个，去访问一个弟兄姐妹。
He noticed that this couple, yeah. He noticed that once upon a time when this couple come to the church, yeah. He noticed that the brother has a secret putting over here.
他去访问这个对夫妻，发现这个先生每次来教会的时候，在这个头发那个地方总放一个东西。
Put a secret over here. Secret.
放一个雪茄在这个耳朵上，香烟雪茄。
I think he forget because I think he has that kind of habit, yeah. So he always put over here, yeah. And when he come to the chapel, he forget about this stuff over here. So he naturally come to the chapel, and you can see the stuff is over there. The secret is over there.
那因为这个他有放烟的习惯，所以他到教会有时候忘掉，也会把那个烟放到这个耳朵上。
And this couple is addicted. Therefore, when there's a break, yeah, they will go out and try to hide in the corner and start to smoke.
这对夫妻都有烟瘾，所以只要教会有中间休息的时间，他就会跑出去藏在一个地方来抽烟。
I know it is really difficult sometimes for people to quit those kind of habit.
我们知道，有时候非常难要退出这种吸烟的习惯是非常难。
But the brother, the worker went to visit him, and to his surprise, this brother took out his secret and smoked in front of the brother, in front of the visitor, the worker.
那有一次，这个工人去访问这对夫妻的时候，这个先生就把烟拿出来，当面给他在他面前抽烟。
But thank God, this brother did not, invite the worker. Say, do you like to have another? Do you like to smoke with?
感谢神，他并没有让工人说要不要来一支。
But this worker feel very sad in his heart.
这位工人在心中觉得非常的悲哀。
And he recall first Corinthians chapter 5, oh, let's read it.
在哥林多前书
First Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章有记载，我们看哥林多前的第五章。
You talk about some people you don't eat with them, yeah? You talk about some people you should not eat with them.
第五章，这里讲到我们不要跟一些人同吃，
Verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
第五章十一节。
But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. Paul, standing at the righteousness and holiness of God,try to encourage the church of Corinth.
这个在这里，保罗以教会的圣洁跟公义来鼓励哥林多教会。
He says, if anyone who is fornicator, who you know, who deserve to be cast out by the church, you shall not eat with them. Yeah.
这里讲到说，如果有淫乱的，或者是拜偶像，或者是其他的犯了严重死罪的弟兄，你应该不要跟他们。相交，连吃饭都不喝。
Even mention about those who are drunker, yeah, we shall not eat with them.
甚至包括醉酒的。
Let's read verse 13.
也有十三节。
But those who are outside God, judges. Therefore, put away from yourself the evil person.
十三节讲到说，至于外人有神审判他们，你们应当把恶人从你们中间赶出去。
Paul mentioned again standing at the righteousness and holiness of God, saying that you know some evil person like fornicator, yeah, maybe you shall cast out from the church because they on purposely do this kind of stuff.
第五章第十三节讲到神叫保罗是以神的公义跟圣洁来讲到这些话。
Then that worker started to think, hey, maybe he shall not visit this family anymore, yeah.
这个工人就开始想说，我可能以后就不要跟来访问这一家了。
Because those brothers and sisters, are they in the category of verse 11?
他们
are they fall into the category of verse 11?
他就在想，这个对夫妻难道是不是属于这个十一节讲的这些人中的一个
？Then he come back to read Romans chapter 14 again.
然后他又回来读罗马书十四章。
How do you discern this case? How did he make the final decision?
那怎么样子来分辨这个事情？怎么样子来做最后的决定
？Because chapter 14 again between brother and sister, the Bible keep mentioning that you shall build the other person up. Yeah.
四五章讲到说，弟兄姐妹中坚固的要担待不坚固的人。
Chapter 14 verse 1, let's read again. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but those who are weak in the faith, the Bible says you shall receive them, not to expel them, not to exclude them.
十四章讲到信心软弱的我们要接纳，但不是。不是把他们赶出去。
So 15 verse 1 says that you shall bear with their weaknesses.
十五章第一节讲到说，坚固的人要担待不坚固人的软弱。
So what is our principle then?
那我们的原则在哪里
？See, is the one who are addicted, falling to the category that the church shall cast them out?
如果上瘾的人是不是属于那种我们教会应该把他们赶出去的那种呢
？I don't think so.
I
think in First Corinthians chapter four talk about those who are idolaters, those who sin on purpose and never want to repent.
第五章十一节是讲到那些故意去犯罪并从不悔改、不愿意悔改的人。
Their heart is hardened; they already forsaken their faith.
他们的心已经硬心来离开神了。
To this person, of course, we should not associate with them.
这些人我们当然不可以跟他相交。
Because we might be influenced.
因为我们可能会被影响。
But to those who are weak, still have faith, yeah. But only weak, they still have faith. They still want to believe in God. Their faith is very weak.
但是对那些还有信心，还只是信心比较软弱的弟兄
，We shall not despise them.
我们不要去藐视他们。
We shall encourage them.
我们相反，我们要鼓励他们。
We shall build them up.
我们要把他们建立起来。
We shall even spend more time to be with them to teach to them.
我们可能要花更多的时间来跟他们在一起，来教导他们。
So, brother and sister, really, we have to make distinguish those who really forsaken the faith and those who are weak in faith. They are totally different category.
所以我们要分辨那些放弃他们的信仰的人，还只是他们信心软弱的人。
Final goal is to build each one up. Final goal, our ultimate goal is to build each one up.
最终目的是建立彼此建立起来。
But Of course, there also comes other technical questions also.
当然也会有其他的一些技巧上的问题。
Recently, there's a question really bothered me.
最近有一个让我很困惑的问题。
If a church, a young brother and young sisters have fornication before they get married, shall full-time minister join their banquet or join their wedding or should we with them?
如果说一个年轻的弟兄姐妹他们之间有苟合的事情的话，那我们这时候作为传道来说，应该去加入他们的婚礼吗？还是去参加他们的宴席吗？
Of course, they cannot have wedding ceremony in the church. That is already a known decision.
我们知道他们不可能在教会里成婚。
But should I, as a worker, go to join them?
但是作为我来说，是一个工人来说，我可以去加入他们的婚礼吗？
No, I think it depends on which group I need to build up. Because as a brother and sister, when we get together, we should build one another, right? The final goal is build up one another.
我们知道，作为弟兄姐妹来说，我们的目标是要相互建立。
Now the problem is which group I should build up.
但是问题是，我们要去建立哪一个组，哪一组
人。If I go to the wedding banquet, I build up the family.
如果我去那个婚宴的话，我去把家庭能够建立起来的话。
But at the same time, I may not build up those brothers and sisters whom I think that I agree with that kind of deeds.Therefore, I go to join. I may not build up the other groups of people. If I do the same thing, I might destroy their faith.
我可能去建立他们家人，但是如果我这样子做，可能让那些可能认为我是去同意他们的作为的人来跌倒。
So there are pros and cons. There are two groups of people over here.
所以有两组人，我可能会建立一组人，而又让另一组人跌倒。
So this become a very, very. I'm still praying about it.
这是非常很难决定的事情，所以我现在实在还在为这件事情祷告。
See, the final goal is build up people, but which group you want to build up? Which group is when you join or not join? Which group will receive the bad consequences?
所以最终目标是要建立，尽量能够建立人，但是你哪一组人你要建立呢
？But overall, we know one thing.
但是最终我们知道一件事情。
When we are together, we shall not despise brothers and sisters, even though they are weak in faith.
如果有信心软弱的弟兄姐妹，我们不可以去轻视他们。
They might make some mistakes.
他们可能会犯错。
But, you know, even though a minister may not go to that wedding banquet, yeah, but he shall still, you know, in the future, if they are still considered brothers and sisters, he shall still go there later on to continuously build them up.
即使如果传道不能去参加婚礼的话，但是如果他们如果是
But later on, he should still show his concern because they're still brother and sister because they are only weak at that point of time.
但他后来还是要去关心他们，因为他们还是弟兄姐妹，要继续来关心他们。
So the goal is over there.
所以最终目标还在那里。
But how do we approach the goal?
但是
something we need wisdom from God.
怎么样子去达到我们的目标？就是我们需要有从神而来的智慧。
I ask a worker. Then if we are.If you know this case, you go right. This couple, you go, and this couple, you don't go. Then where is you know if there's a marriage case, yeah? Then where is the standard? How do we run the church?
如果说我有这一对，我们可以去；另外一对，我们却不去的话，我们的什么？我们在处理教会的事情用什么样的标准呢
？The worker answered that you know when John the Baptist, do not eat and drink. People says that he was possessed.
当这位工人就这么回答说，当施洗约翰不吃不喝的话，人家就说他是魔鬼附身。
When Jesus drink and eat and drink, people says that he was he's greedy for food and for drink.
当主耶稣来又吃又喝，人家就说他是贪食跟好酒的人。
So they don't based on the wisdom and the conscience that a person have toward God.
所以只要按照他对神的信心，神的良知跟信心来做就好了。
But we got to know the final goal, yeah.
但是我们知道，要知道我们的最终目标。愿神帮助我们。
It's really wonderful to have a very dear and close relationship with our brother and sister.
跟弟兄姐妹有一个良好亲密的关系，真的是非常美好的一件事情。
You know, the more we are closer to each other, usually there were two different consequences.
我们弟兄姐妹中越接近的话，会有两种的情况出现。
Number one consequence is that, or you are just so-so. You are not the person I expect you are.You are just like ordinary people to me, so I can feel an indifference in my heart concerning you.
关系亲密之后，我们可能会了解更多之后，可能会觉得这个人没有什么了不起，对他来说，然后心里面就会变得有些漠不关心。
Another consequence is that because I know you better, I know you. We are all human beings, but since I know you better, I know how to build you up even better.
另外一种处理的方法就是，因为我对你了解更多，我知道怎么样子能够建立你，更好的来建立你。
So may the Lord help us. That's all standing at the point of the truth and build one another. That's not criticize. That's not judge. That's not be a stumbling rock. But help one another in the Lord.
所以愿主帮助我们，让我们不要去让人跌倒，而是要去建立对方。
Let's sing him.
让我们一起来唱诗。
402.
402首。